come right down the middle, choir. Lots of new things in the service today. People taking risks and trying new things. Thank you. And pushing me out of the way. Today, I wanted to take just a second to introduce you to someone very special who's going to bring us a word to contemplate, a message to inspire us today. And when I first went to, we used to go to something called an intensive as part of our clergy training. And when I first went, I met this guy named Charlie, and Charlie and I became friends. And Charlie was from New Orleans, and he was a part of the MCC there. And he talked in such beautiful terms about his pastor and how over and over his pastor had inspired him, the heart of his pastor, and it made him really want to be the best pastor that he could be. And now he's in Texas doing lovely and wonderful things. And he was talking about Reverend Dexter Brecht. And I had the chance to meet Dexter over the years and stuff, and have always been blessed by there's a river there, there's a deep river of wisdom and authenticity and integrity that I am always blessed by. And Reverend Dexter was most recently the interim pastor over at Newport Richey, and finished that work there. And I'm delighted to tell you he's now a member of our church and has transferred his membership here. And so we wanted to take advantage, invite our newest member to come and to bless us today. Dexter, we're so glad that you're here, and we look forward to your message today. Would you join me in welcoming Reverend Dexter?
Well, thank you for that introduction, Presley, and I have to say that I'm not exactly brand new to worshiping with you all. In fact, I have been here just kind of like sitting quietly in the back over on that side. And I have to say, when I get up here now and I'm worshiping from this perspective, you're much better looking from this side. Something else that you probably don't know about me is that I do have something in common with your interim pastor, and that is that we both have had a little bit of experience in the theater. So perhaps you can understand that when Reverend Presley invited me to come and to speak today, I was really excited about the idea of the theme that he had come up with for worship when he was talking about an encounter with Christ. The encounter with Christ. And so immediately I started thinking, and what I had in mind was the lights in the sanctuary would go down. And then on the back wall of the sanctuary, this large dark shape would rise. And Janice on the keyboard would start to play six notes. Do, 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 do. You know what I'm talking about? And then there would be a voiceover, some big booming voice that would say, MCC of Tampa, it's time for a close encounter. A close encounter of the divine kind. Unfortunately, due to technical difficulties and some copyright restraints, the governing board will be happy to know that I had that in mind, and a little bit of time restraints as well. I was not able to pull off all the theatrics that I initially had in mind for today, but I still want to talk to you today about close encounters, the divine kind. You see, I believe that when Jesus was sent out into that wilderness, what he was expecting was a close encounter of the divine kind. We're told several other places in Scripture that Jesus often went to a place away from everything else, a quiet place so that he could really actually pray effectively and focus only on that. This text tells us that, in fact, the Spirit is what sent Jesus out into a wilderness space. Now, I can tell you that amazing things happened to him while he was in the wilderness. But let's admit it, wildernesses can also be kind of scary places to be. When Jesus was out there, he had gone, remember, to just have a little peace and quiet and do some prayer time. What happened was that temptation started for Jesus. And when Jesus was hungry, he was tempted and offered bread to eat. When Jesus was ready to give in out there in that wilderness place, we're told that the tempter came and encouraged him to be self-destructive. And when Jesus felt like he might lose control out there in that desert place, the tempter came and offered him power. Jesus, we are told according to this scripture passage, was able not to give in and not give up. He stayed in that wilderness, even though you and I know he had every power and opportunity, and if he had wanted, he could have simply left. But he stayed. He stayed in the wilderness, even though he must have been anxious and confused in his human side. He stayed even when it was uncomfortable for him. And it's a good thing that he did. It's a good thing because after he resisted the temptations and the urges to go back, we are told according to this scripture that angels came and waited upon him. It might not have happened in the way that Jesus thought it might when he first went out into that desert, but Jesus had a close encounter. A close encounter of the divine kind. And this is where it turns this wilderness thing from being scary to being amazing. Through his close encounter, Jesus was provided what he needed. Through his wilderness experience, Jesus was able to move on beyond that wilderness experience and fulfill the gospel. Remember, this passage only comes from the fourth chapter of the gospel attributed to Matthew. Would have been an awful short book and a short story, wouldn't it? If he just decided to leave the wilderness. And Jesus was able. He was somehow equipped through that wilderness experience to not see it as an obstacle, but an opportunity. Yes, Jesus' experience in the wilderness was not an obstacle, but an opportunity that informed him about what the rest of his whole public ministry was to be about. Yes, wildernesses can be scary places, but amazing things can happen there as well. when I read this passage and started to prepare for today, what came to mind to me was a story that I had a conversation with about one of our leaders in our denomination, the Reverend Elder Mona West. Some years ago, when there were a good number of us that were gathered in Arizona, talk about being in the middle of a wilderness place, Mona decided to get up and do what she usually did for the day. She went jogging. She went running. Yes, she had to go running early in the morning before it got to be 106. But she went running out into the desert. And she'd been running for a while when all of a sudden she realized she was in the middle of nowhere. She looked around and she didn't see anything familiar to herself. Now, those of you who don't know her, I'll let you in on a secret now. Reverend Mona is a deeply spiritual person, very disciplined in her approach to getting into right relationship with God and in her way of living out what she believes. Mona had a number of options that day for what she was to do when she found herself in the middle of a wilderness experience. What Mona chose to do was stop, take a minute, take a breath, and then invite the Spirit to lead her. And then she started off in the direction that she thought was best. The direction that the Spirit was prompting her to go. And it turns out that she only had to go up a small hill from where she had discovered she was in the wilderness and nothing was familiar to be able to determine what direction she was to go and to be led safely back through the wilderness to where she needed to be. Reverend Mona had a wilderness experience. And then she had a close encounter of the divine kind out in that desert. Now, wilderness experiences can be literal things that people experience. But I'm here to tell you this morning that wilderness experiences can also be spiritual things. Do you know what I'm talking about? The truth is, we all have them, don't we? We have them as individuals and we can have them as communities of faith. There are those times and those places where we get to a place and we look around and we decide, you know what? Nothing looks familiar here anymore. When we're led out into a place that might be sort of scary in our lives or in the life of the church. Come on now, do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Have any of you been in a place where you could focus, all you could focus on was loss or doubt? Have you ever been in a place where all you could feel was fear or resentment? Did it make you think that you needed to be cautious? Or did it turn you out to be extra skeptical about what was going on around you? Did it make you think, feel, wonder what was going to happen? Did it lead you to be unproductive? If you or a church you know, I'm not going to name any, has ever been in a wilderness situation, I have good news for you today. You do not have to stay in the wilderness. As a people of faith, when we find ourselves in wilderness situations, we are not called to stay in our discomfort. We are called to move on to a place of discovery. And do you know what will get us there? A close encounter. A close encounter of the divine kind. Do, 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 do. Our wilderness experiences as individuals and as churches are not obstacles. They are opportunities. A chance that we have to have a divine encounter and to be able to move on with greater assurance to where we believe the Spirit is calling us to go and being what the Spirit is calling us to be. We can move on, each and every one of us, from wilderness experiences. And do you know how we turn our wilderness experiences from obstacles into opportunities? We follow the example of Christ, as was given to us in our scripture reading today. When Jesus was out in the wilderness and anxious and confused and feeling unproductive, remember, he went out to pray and something totally different happened. The first thing that Jesus did was not give in. He could have given in. Reverend Mona just could have stayed out there in the wilderness. We would have found her eventually, I'm sure, but she didn't give in either. Jesus could have gone back to eating the same old thing he'd always eaten, that bread of temptation. But he resisted. Jesus had gone into that wilderness right after God had started him on a new path to ministry. Jesus was not going to give up. He was going to go on, he decided. We can do the same thing. And the second thing that Jesus did was resist the temptation to act out. Any of you know what acting out is? Jesus decided when he found himself in the middle of a wilderness situation not to test God, but to act in a way that demonstrated his belief. You see, Jesus believed that God would lead him safely out of the wilderness. It's where that old cliche that we hear repeated sometimes comes from. Jesus believed that if God led him to it, God would lead him through it. And we can believe the same thing when we find ourselves in wilderness experience. And the third thing that Jesus did was admit that there was a power greater than earthly power. He knew from the beginning that his mission was not to become the king of anything here on earth, but rather to establish a kingdom that would transform the way things were done on earth. It was in the wilderness that Jesus first opened himself to the coming of the kingdom that later he would teach others to pray for. You know the words. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And when Jesus was in the wilderness, he decided to go on. he believed God would lead him through it. And he opened himself to the kingdom to come. And guess what? He not only got through the wilderness, the scriptures tell us something really amazing happened then. The angels came and they waited on him. He was provided everything he needed to be able to fulfill the ministry that he was called to. And guess what, people? We can experience the same thing. My friends, I have a message for you this morning. Something that I've been led to tell you. God wants to do something awesome for you, individually and as a church. Yes, you may have had some wilderness experiences, both personally and as a congregation. You may have some more. But I hope that you will not allow your discomfort when you find yourself in wilderness times to let yourselves be discouraged. When you find yourself in the wilderness, I hope that you will learn from the example of Reverend Mona. Sometimes it just takes time. A pause. Take a minute. Breathe. And then invite the Spirit to lead you out of that wilderness time and place. And I pray that you will follow the example of Jesus. The next time that you find yourself in a desert situation, I hope that you will decide to go on through it. The next time that you find yourselves in a desert experience, I pray that you will believe you will get through it. And the next time that you find yourself in a wilderness experience, I pray that you open yourselves more fully than you ever have to the coming of the kingdom within and around you. Because there are angels, MCC Tampa, that are ready to come and wait on you to give you whatever you need to get through the wilderness. And not just get through it, but to benefit from it. To have every need that you have met. And the needs that you didn't even know you had met. MCC Tampa, you are on the way to something good. Go ahead. Have a close encounter. The divine kind. Now say it with me. Do, 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 do. I pray you will have the courage to make it so. Amen.